Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A pastor was walking one day when he noticed a sign that said a Christian horse was for sale. Now, the pastor owned a small ranch, and he'd been thinking about getting a horse for a while, and so he thought he would go check this one out. He went to the owner, and the owner took him out back, and there he saw a beautiful Arabian stallion. And the owner of the horse said, "Why don't you get on and go for a ride and see how you like this horse?" So the pastor climbed on the horse and said, "Giddy up." And the horse just stood there. "No," counseled the owner, "this is a Christian horse. You must say, 'Praise the Lord,' to get him to go." And so the pastor said, "Praise the Lord," and off they went. And soon he realized that the horse did not respond to the typical whoa. And so he said, "How do I get this horse to stop?" And the owner said, "You have to say amen." And so the pastor said amen, and the horse stopped. Now, he liked this horse, and so he bought the horse and took it home. And the next day he saddled the horse up and went out for a ride. He climbed up on the horse and remembered what he had to say. He said, "Praise the Lord," and off the horse goes racing out into the pasture, and they're riding and having a good time, when suddenly they start approaching the edge of a cliff. The pastor, realizing he needs this horse to stop, begins to say, "Ho, whoa, stop, horse," and the horse keeps on going. And he finally remembers that he has to say amen to get the horse to stop. And just at the last minute, he says amen, and the horse stops, sliding right up to the edge of that cliff. The pastor, being relieved that his life has been saved, says, "Praise the Lord!" Welcome to Amen Sunday. Why would I say that? Well, let's take a look. We end our prayers with that word amen. We used to end our hymns with the word amen. When we hear that word amen, we tend to think of something as coming to an end. And so why might this be an Amen Sunday? Today is the last day of the church year. And so it might rightly be called the Amen Sunday because we are coming to the end of another church year that we have just completed or are completing. Our readings for the last couple Sundays have reflected end times, and today we read of the final judgment in the gospel lesson. In that lesson, Jesus describes the very end of time, the day when all the world will be judged. We read this scene as Jesus sitting on his throne, and all the people of all time will be gathered before him. The text says he will separate the people like a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will separate the believers to his right and the unbelievers, the unrepentant, to his left. And he's going to say to the people on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom that has been prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Now, first, I want you to notice that there is no judgment of the faithful. He simply says to them, "Here is your reward. You have come to the right place. Enter the pearly gates." Then only after welcoming him does he explain to them a little bit about what's going on. He says, "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." The faithful are going to heaven because of the relationship they have had with God. Because of that relationship, they have obeyed God's greatest commandment, the one that says, "Love God with all your heart and your mind and your soul, and your neighbor as yourself." They are going to heaven, these people who will inherit, not because of what they have done, but because of the relationship they have had with the Father. And because of that relationship, they have done good works in loving their neighbor. But today is the end of the church year. It's not the end of the world. And so that leaves us someplace out there in the middle. We're not at the end of time. Yogi Berra, the famous baseball player and coach, was famous for having said, "It ain't over till it's over." He was referring to sports games. But it kind of applies to where we are today as well. It ain't over yet. We are not at the end times. It rather describes where we are today. We are not at the end, but somewhere in the middle. And even when we die, it will not be the end. It will not be over. We will only be asleep in Jesus. In the meantime, this world will continue to go on until that last day comes. So, if then perhaps Amen Sunday is not a very good description of today. It might be the end of a church year, but it is not the end of the world. So perhaps the answer to the question of what do we call this Sunday then might come from a TV series that we all probably watched back in 1980. You all remember that series called Dallas and JR and all of the folks who lived down there in Texas. In that last episode of the season of 1980, it was JR who got shot. As that shot rings out and he falls to the floor, the screen fades to black, and we read the words, "To be continued." It was not the end of the series, but it was the end of that season. And we had to wait till the following November to find out that it was JR's scheming sister-in-law was the one who pulled the trigger. Today is the end of another church year, but it is not the end of the world. And so as we are reminded that while the final judgment is coming, we also know that this world will continue as it is. And we will have to wait until that final day of judgment, the one that we read about in the gospel lesson for today. So perhaps we would be better off to call today "To Be Continued" Sunday. While we don't know when that final day we come, we do know that we cannot avoid it. Not long before his death in 1946, W.C. Fields was dying in a sanitarium. One day the nurse walked in and there was W.C. Fields, who was not only an actor but a great atheist, paging through a Bible. Knowing this, she looked at him and said, "What in the world are you doing with a Bible?" And he said, "I'm looking for loopholes." Dear Christian friends, there are no loopholes. There were no loopholes to keep Jesus off the cross. There were no loopholes for us to circumvent that day of judgment. Christ died on that cross for us because of that, in our baptism, we are his children. And because we are his children, we will receive what's described in the gospel lesson today as the inheritance prepared for us from the foundation of the world. I don't know whether W.C. Fields will be sitting on the right or left of God, but I know which side we will be on. Because we believe, because we are the faithful, we will be sitting on Jesus' right. And because we believe, because we have faith, we will at that time enter God's eternal kingdom. We will not have done so because we've done such wonderful, great things for our neighbor, but we will be saved because of that faith that we have had throughout our lives in God. And because of that faith, we will have loved our neighbor and done those good works that God asks us to do. So while it is the last Sunday of this church year, the story of our salvation is not over. Even our earthly death will not be the end of that story. Today, the story of our salvation is to be continued. It will be continued until that last day when Jesus will separate all people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Welcome to continued, to be continued Sunday. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.